You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
Ricky Martin made us all a bit bilingual as we sang along with his hit single, Living La Vida Loca. Vida means life, and thanks to a dedicated group of advocates, the lives of South American animals, people, and the volunteers who aid them are being transformed. Dr. Fernando Metz, the veterinary program director of VIDA, is no stranger to the fastball and curves that can assail a veterinarian working in the economically challenged countries of Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. And he's going to tell us how we can be a part of an incredible program. We'll be right back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Petco, where the pets go.
Pet Life Radio has tail wagging, fur flying, fabulous deals for our listeners from Petco. Get $6 off your order of $60 or more, and up to 40% off the entire Petco site.
That's right.
But that's not all.
Because you're a Pet Life Radio listener, you'll also get free shipping on your order of $49 or more. $6 off, up to 40% off,
and free shipping
from Pet Life Radio and Petco. To get these awesome deals, go to PetcoDeals.com. That's PetcoDeals.com.
Petco, where the pets go.
X-Power is a global brand that offers a complete line of stand dryers, cage dryers, and multiple blasters that cater to both home and professional groomers. Designed to be quiet, lightweight, and powerful, X-Power pet dryers will save you time, energy, and money. The X-Power B2 Pro at Home Dryer is the perfect holiday gift for family and friends. Please check out our holiday specials at ViperPet.com and Amazon.com. For more information, visit xpower.ws or call 855-855-8868.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Dr. Dometz, thank you so much for being with us. I know you're in Nicaragua, and I appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today.
Well, I really appreciate you guys having me here on your talk show today, and anything we can help you guys with, and we're down here in Central America anytime.
So give me a little bit about your background. You know, I had this baseball analogy, but at one time you thought you were going to go into baseball. Why did you change your mind? How did you get into veterinary medicine?
Well, ever since I was a kid, I always loved animals. I always wanted to have a farm and, you know, raise pigs, raise horses and stuff like that. You know, like my dad, dads always like to see their sons play baseball and grow up into that. So, the scouts came down to the East Coast, because I'm from the East Coast of Nicaragua, a town called Pearl Lagoon. And one of the things that when the scouts came down, they were looking for talent, and I was about 15 years old and about to finish high school. And, well, I got scouted to go to play professional baseball in Venezuela. Unfortunately, I didn't make it. I had two injuries that took me out of baseball.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I could pursue my real passion, which is veterinary medicine.
Well, I'm sure you can still get out there and hit a ball around the diamond.
Yeah, I can still do a little bit of that.
So, VIDA, what is this group? Who started it? How did it get going?
Okay, for starts, VIDA, what does VIDA mean? V-I-D-A, Volunteers for the Intercultural and Definite Adventures.
That's there VIDA went my idea for. Of life. Okay.
Yeah, in Spanish, if you translate it, it's life. So, VIDA was founded, we have two founders, Sandra Alessandro and Curtis Larson, and both of them are from Minnesota. And they founded Vita around 2005, around that time, that period of time. And, you know, we've been working in Central America now for, you know, since that period of time. We work in Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. And it was founded as a resource for volunteers so they can, you know, they can support their cause of helping fellow human beings and animals. So, like I said, we do it through three different programs, which is the medical program, the veterinary program, and we also have the dental program. So what we basically do is provide free basic care to rural communities, people who either are underserved or not served at all.
Now, it seems interesting. How did two people from Minnesota contact you, and how did they decide, why did they decide Central America?
Well, Central America, they were actually working already in Central America. One of them was a Peace Corps volunteer, and one of them came down to Central America to learn Spanish. So I guess they saw all the need that was in these countries. You know, for example, Nicaragua is the second poorest country in this part of the hemisphere, which is, you know, very impacting when you walk around or drive around in town, see a lot of poverty. And this is what struck them, you know, to form something like Vita to help these people that really need it.
I was looking through some of your newsletters, etc., and I was struck with your motto of global change through personal growth. So this isn't just a matter of Vita volunteers going and helping out the residents of these communities, but you're really trying to make a difference for the people who are helping also. Is that correct?
Exactly, exactly. Most of the people or the volunteers that come down and to help us with Vita are people who are related with service. So this is the best way to begin a lifetime commitment to service, going back to these people, these poor people, and trying to help them. You know, that's something that you're going to take along with you your whole life, and it prepares you to be an excellent professional.
These people that are volunteering, you mentioned that it was medical, veterinary, and dental. Are these veterinarians, dentists, MDs, students? Who can volunteer? Is it just these professionals that you need?
Well, service learning is an area where everybody can participate, especially in our field, the veterinary field, because there's tons of work and you know, there's always a need for help. You know, different areas in your clinics like recovery, cleaning instruments, taking notes from the patients, you know, preparing surgical packs, etc. And any type of contribution is welcome. So we don't limit ourselves just to the veterinary students, the pre-veterinary students, veterinarians, it's technicians. You know, it's anybody who really cares, everybody who has that vocation to come down and, you know, just help others. So it's just broad and really open to all these people.
With these programs that you have, so somebody says, all right, you have a trip that's going to be coming up in spring of 2013. I'm interested. I want to go along. What can I expect? What am I expected to do?
Well, as a veterinary professional, since we work a lot with student volunteers, we want you to come and help, you know, do our clinic, spay, neuter, work with large animal, food animal. But we also have a feeling for teaching. Right. That's one of our big things. That's how we give back to our volunteers, the experience, the eye-opening, mind-enriching experience. You get a lot. You get to work with the bilingual professionals that we have. So it's just a whole intercultural exchange that makes this, you know, so give the essence to Vita.
So I sign up. I go to, for instance, Costa Rica on one of these journeys. And what can I expect? So I arrive, do I live in towns, do I live in dorms? What's my day-to-day?
From the moment that we start, that you apply to our website, which is vitavolunteertravel.org, you inscribe yourself on the trip and everything, and then we take control of everything. We have transportation for you, we have housing arrangements for you, we even have recreation for you. So you get to do a little bit of touring. And the way that the clinics are set up, it's you'd work 2 days, and then you do recreation 1 day. So every other two clinic days, then you get to do some recreation and visit and sightsee and tour a little bit.
You get to have a little fun. That sounds like a good way to do it.
Exactly.
Here we're talking about veterinary aspect, and I know one of the passions of Vita is this One World, One Health initiative. What do you see as the intersection of the health issues for the animals and health issues of the people. How are you helping both?
Well, most of the time our clinics are related. We have, like I said earlier, we have the medical program and the dental program along with the veterinary team. So we go to communities, and sometimes we go in the community with these three programs at the same time. So, you know, we have a lot of zoonotic disease.
Translate zoonotic disease, because not everybody's aware of. What do you mean by that?
Okay, zoonotic diseases are diseases that are transmitted from animals to humans. And having a wide population of stray animals and a lot of animals living indoors, there's a lot of disease that can be transmitted from animals to humans. So this is like the essence of the One Health initiative with Invita, especially with the human medicine and the veterinary medicine. We try to take preventive care to our animals so that we can have healthy population.
What are some of the diseases that are impacting these residents of Central America, Costa Rica, Nicaragua?
Well, most of the disease that affect from animals to human that we're seeing right now, we're not totally free from rabies right now, so that's one big thing that we try to attack really hard, doing rabies campaigns, vaccinating against rabies. You know, we just had the World Rabies Day vaccination campaign where we did about 400 animals, vaccinated 400 animals. So that's like one of the principles. Deworming, Giardia, and other parasites that it can be transmitted from, you know, dogs and cats to humans. So that's one of the main things that we try to take control of, the preventive part of in our clinics.
Very good. So you're really helping to improve the health of the pets and the community in which they're in. Education, you'd mentioned that's important. So you're educating the volunteers that are coming down. Are these volunteers also educating the community?
Yes. Most of the volunteers that come down also have lack of experience with Spanish. But we have, since we work with bilingual professionals, we always try to motivate the volunteers to try and communicate. If it's even through a translator or interpreter, we try to motivate them to communicate, because this is part of their experience also. Education is the biggest and the key to have a successful program like these. Because we can go and we can deworm, we can spay and neuter, but if we're not teaching the people to do the right things, just, you know, basic care for their patients and their pets, I mean, we're not really doing anything. So we always try to, you know, sit down, talk to the owners, talk to people, and just explain them about the importance of having a healthy pet in your house.
It sounds as though you've had some really successful outreach. In 2012, how long have you been in existence again, and how many animals are you treating and where again?
Okay, so we've existed since 2005, and in 2012, we treated over 2,500 animals, and this is not including food animal, large animal, like cows, pigs, horses, and those type of animals. That's a more bigger number. We're talking about even 6,000 to 7,000 of those.
And what are your plans for 2013?
2013 is going to be a special year for us. We have big plans, participating in World Spay Day, participating in World Rabies Day. We're even considering making fairs and stuff like this for, you know, just to educate people about taking care of their pets, you know, giving them access to spay neuter clinics and stuff like that. So we're just trying to, you know, basically educate as much as we can. We're doing the work now. What we need to start doing is educate more, teach the community, you know, focus on the educational part of the program.
So it's much more self-sustaining.
Exactly.
I'm chatting right now with Dr. Fernando Metz. He is the director of VIDA, a group that is making global changes through personal growth. We're going to have a growth of our sponsor base by listening to this next commercial. We'll be right back after a short break. Please stay tuned.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Introducing the new Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection, exclusively at PetSmart. I created it for the pets that rock your world.
Shop the Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection and celebrate PetSmart's 25th anniversary with up to 25% off thousands of items on the PetSmart site. Plus, free shipping on orders of $49 or more. Go to PetSmartDeal.com. That's PetSmartDeal.com. PetSmartDeal.com.
Dyson.
The new Dyson Animal Vacs are powerful bagless upright vacuums for homes with pets. Air muscle and radial root cyclone technology generates the strongest suction power to powerfully remove dust, dirt, and pet hair from the home or car. To order your Dyson Animal Vac, go to DysonDeals.com. DysonDeals.com to order your Dyson Animal Vac today.
Dyson, music to your ears.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Dr. Dometz, this is really exciting, and I honestly do want to get involved with this group, Vida, because I know you do so much. Yes, you're helping animals and people, and you're also getting involved in natural emergencies. What are some of the things that Vida has done? Because you've had some earthquakes, you've had floods there in Central America. What has Vida done?
Well, throughout, we have a big community, you know, since a lot of volunteers have been coming, visiting, and working with us. And through our community and, you know, social media, Facebook, and the website, we've had several disasters in Costa Rica. For example, in Turrialba, there was a flood. In Nicaragua, currently, we're still having aftershocks of what we call a swarm of tremors. And we're prepared for these type of situations. Our professionals are prepared, but the community that we have supports all these disasters, you know, when we need to take help to the people. It's not just about taking, you know, the medical part and the veterinary part, but when they need us, we're there for them also, you know.
So really, here are veterinarians taking care of people, taking care of animals, taking care of the environment. So really, this One Health initiative. Now, what have you done with regard to the earthquake? And I thought one of the things that was fascinating on your news report was telling people when you're traveling, here I am in Southern California, earthquakes are part and parcel of our environment. But oftentimes people don't think, oh, when you travel, for instance, if you're traveling to an area that's prone to earthquakes, duh, you need to be able to be somewhat self-sufficient, because if there's an earthquake or natural disaster, they're focusing on themselves. They may not be able to take, you know, their time to take care of that turista that's down there.
Well, in our case, when you sign up to volunteer at one of our programs, we have all the information, your contact information, emergency information, and this is especially for our volunteers. When there is a situation like an earthquake that just happened a couple of months ago, the first thing that we do is try to contact everybody's emergency number, let people know at home that you guys are safe, and you know, so that gives comfort to everybody else. But yes, we are prepared for these situations, and you know, we just keep calm and make sure everything is working okay. And, I mean, we've never had any other inconvenience because of this.
And your newsletter was really good because it gave ideas just for the general traveler of things that they need to do to be self-sufficient, some precautions they need to take.
Yeah, we always go over these trainings with our staff members also, you know, just how to be prepared, because people are not, like you said, not aware of how to act sometimes during these critical moments. And well, that's one of the things, to have a group member in the team that can keep control of these situations.
Well, I tend to be the bit of the Girl Scout when I travel, because I come prepared, it seems like, with anything. So people I travel with going, oh, if you need something, just ask Bernadine, she'll have it. And I tend to be on the cautious side. With these areas that you go into, I know many of them are quite rural. And tell us more about VIDA that you've partnered up with HSVMA. What is this group? Tell us a little bit about these activities.
Well, HSVMA is the Humane Society of Veterinary Medical Association in the U.S. And we've been working with them now since the beginning of this year, actually. We've just remodeled their whole veterinary program protocols. And now we're following the HSVMA international guidelines for spay and neuter. So we've been talking with some of the key doctors in HSVMA, which is Dr. Susan Monger, and she's been supporting us, our program, and, you know, working on the different protocols and making this program even more safer for our patients and trying to give them the highest quality service that we can give, not just because they're in rural communities, they don't deserve high quality service. We think they deserve the high quality service. So that's why we're making all these changes and working on protocols just to make things much better for them.
This organization, VIDA itself, is a nonprofit group. Where do you get your money? How do people know about you? What can they do to help?
Well, our program, since we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, we depend almost 90% on our volunteers and donations. If it wasn't for the donations, if it wasn't for the volunteers, the work that we're doing now wouldn't exist. They subsidize totally everything that we're giving out to these communities, because this is free service that we carry out to these rural communities. Like I said, they don't have access to the medical care, they don't have access to veterinary care, or the people don't serve them at all. No doctors, no veterinarians go out there. So if it wasn't through the volunteers and the donations, we would never have done all this work.
One of the great things I believe about the Pet Doctor and Pet Life Radio is that we do have a reach. Anyone who has internet access can listen to this program. And with VIDA, you are not just targeting volunteers, donations from the United States. You are truly an international group. Is that correct?
Is that correct, yeah.
Where have you had various volunteers? Where have they come from?
We have volunteers that come from Canada. We have volunteers that, local volunteers also, not just international volunteers. We have volunteers that come from Europe. So it's expanding right now. Most of the volunteers are very, from different parts of the world also. It's not just the U.S., not just Canada, but, you know, we have a lot of different residents in the U.S. and Canada that are from around the world. So we consider our program an international program.
So definitely a part of that personal growth, because these volunteers get to meet people from other cultures, other countries.
Exactly.
Meeting different things, having this impression on your life. What animal have you worked with when you've been with VIDA that has made some of the biggest impact in your life? What's a situation maybe that's made the biggest impact in your life?
The working horses definitely have been the ones that have impacted my life. They always make... As we would say in my hometown, it fills my heart. You see these horses that work all day under this really hot weather down here, humid weather, and the owners really don't understand the importance of just giving water to these animals. So they work all day, and they don't give water to the horse until the end of the day when they're finished working, water and food. And this, I mean, I get goosebumps even talking about it. And this has impacted me, and this is why equine, working equine have been a passion for me for a long time.
So again, it gets down to educating, where it would seem intuitive that, you know, you and I take a break and have some lunch and have some water. Gee, why don't they do this for their animals?
Exactly.
And it's not because they don't care, it's just a matter of they don't know.
Exactly. There's a lot of superstition and myths. And it's been really hard for us just to break through those walls and convince people that this is better for your animal. And in the long run, it's going to be better for you.
If you could have one message to the listeners, what would it be?
I think the best message I can give out to all the people that are listening is to support this beautiful organization that is doing really, really nice things here in Central America, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. Support these people that really need, people who have, you know, are less fortunate than others. And, you know, anytime you guys want to come down and join and help us here, I mean, we will expect you with open arms here. And if you guys want any more information about our organization, you can visit our website, www.vidavolunteertravel.org.
And I love the fact you put the travel in there. It's like, oh, that's very enticing. As you were saying,
yes.
It's a vetcation. So for those of us that... Vetcation, yes. We can probably make it tax deductible, but we won't go there. Well, Dr. Domez, this has been very interesting. The work that you do is just spectacular. seeing that it's affecting so positively the animals and the people in their community, it just really make your heart feel good. And I can see how you are making this global change through personal growth.
Thank you very much for having us here, and I hope to see you soon down here.
I look forward to it. Well, thank you very much. You've been listening to The Pet Doctor, and we've been interviewing Dr. Farron Dometz. He is the veterinary director of VIDA. You can learn more about it by going to our website. Please tune in again next week. We'll have more information on how to make you the best possible pet owner. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life because they're a member of the family. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.